Good evening. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back from the holidays. I hope you've, you know, ate healthy, wealthy, and wise over the holiday. Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
I would move that.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes from the December 19th, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
I would approve the minutes of the 23 meeting.
Geez, that was a year ago. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
19, yeah.
Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Can I get a motion to approve the mayor's appointment for the city attorney as Dennis Kervin?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Kervin, you're stuck. We'll enter into a public hearing for retail liquor license transfer, DJ's Liquor Store, LLC, DBA, DJ's Liquor Store to Fort Kaz, LLC, DBA, DJ's Liquor Store, located at 889 Fort Street. Any public comment? Public comment. Public comment. Hearing none. Close out of the public hearing. Move into new business. New business. Can I get a motion to approve the retail liquor license transfer for DJ's Liquor Store, LLC, DBA, DJ's Liquor Store to Fort Kaz, LLC, DBA, DJ's Liquor Store, located at 889 Fort Street?
I would move that approval.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There we go. Can I get a motion to designate the official newspaper for the City of Buffalo as the Buffalo Bulletin?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Don't you just love the first meeting of the year? Can I get a motion to designate the official depositories of the City of Buffalo as A&B Bank, the Bank of Buffalo, First Interstate Bank of Commerce, FNB Bank, WildStar Investment Pool, Morton Asset Management, Wyoming Class, and Peaks Investment?
I shall move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Council members, you've all received your financial disclosure letters from the clerk. If you haven't had an opportunity to fill them out and return them to her office, please do. Can I get a motion to approve the mayor's board appointments, Shane Schrader, Joint Fuel Dispensing Board for a 3-year term, and Kevin Silbernagle to the Joint Fuel Dispensing Board for a 3-year term?
I would move those appointments be approved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Kevin, you're stuck. Can I get a motion to approve the Northern Wyoming Insurance Property and Auto Insurance Renewal? Madam Clerk, do you have any information for us on that?
The renewal came in at $99,021. Since then, Trevor and Kevin sat down and removed old equipment that was probably past a value to insure. The new renewal was $91,784.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the property and auto insurance renewal?
I'd make a motion to approve the renewal in the amount of $91,784.
Have a motion and a second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hey, we're insured. We'll fix that. Reports, Mr. Kervin.
Mayor and Council, I have no report unless you have any questions. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Mr. AC with the building inspectors. Oh, geez, he's coming up.
Not much. I'm going to meet with Aaron Worker tomorrow. I set an appointment with him to kind of look at that mural, and he's going to start working up a cost estimate of what that's going to take to get it painted back to the original status that it was in before we did the repair on. But the repairs are done, so tomorrow afternoon we're going to meet and go over that. I've reached out to the civil engineer for Love's and touched base with him. They have received a permit to construct from DEQ, so they've got the okay from them on hooking into our water and sewer line. Sounds like they're going to probably start breaking ground this spring on that project, so that still is in the works, and they have gotten their permits through YDOT and DEQ have both given them permits that they need for that. And other than that, I've just completed 30 hours of ongoing training for 3 more CEUs, so I can renew all my certifications.
Congrats.
We always knew you were certified.
Yeah. Something, yeah.
I got a question.
Sure.
Not on that, but is there some kind of a copyright on that painting so it can't be fixed by anybody but them, or how does that work?
I don't think so.
No, I think it belongs to the city of Buffalo. They paid for it, hired it.
Okay, so, if it comes back outlandish in price, we could
definitely put it out there for...
Paint my numbers?
I'll put a bid in.
Spray can. Hey, there's some nice spring. Rattle can.
Okay, that's my question.
That's all I got.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Easy? Your chiefness.
I cannot draw or paint or anything. Horrible. Well, happy New Year to everyone. So we ended December with 2,286 calls into dispatch. Of those calls, 495 were incidents our officers responded to. We had 5 arrests, only 1 arrest on New Year's Eve for a DUI, so everybody was responsible. It was a safe holiday. One of the businesses reached out and was actually trying to get folks to come and offer rides home, whether they were college kids at home. So a lot of responsible folks out there. So thank you, everyone, for a safe holiday. We did have 1 incident in town last week of a self-inflicted gunshot wound that the gentleman survived due to, I think, the fast actions of, you know, for all first responders, police, fire, EMS, Life Flight, and the folks that were at the hospital. So a great job done by all our first responders to that. So, yeah, I would like to, we did upgrade our 911 system back at the end of September, so I'm trying to merge the 2 numbers to give you guys a total, so hopefully I'll have that for you on the next council meeting. I can give you a year-end review and everything, but because we upgraded to that new system, it started at the end of September till now, so it didn't keep track of everything, so we're trying to get back through Converge One and get those numbers prior to going to the new system, so I'm trying to give you guys everything for a year-end review, so... Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm just curious, and you may not know the answer, but are all these suicide attempts of 4, is that seasonal in your judgment, or does that have enough to do with the season?
I wish it was. We could say there was a rhyme or reason, but I mean, everybody says, yeah, you know, winter, holidays, usually does seem to, the averages, it does seem to ramp up around those times, but... Unfortunately, this year we've seen it every month. I mean, we've seen, you know, some tough situations throughout the year this year. And hopefully, you know, new year, but unfortunately, yeah, I wish I could say there is a reason. Yes, they do seem to have an uptick in the holidays and during the winter months, but we saw quite a few in the summer as well. So, yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, you're welcome. Any other questions?
How are the body cams working?
Great. It's pretty easy and no issues whatsoever. So everybody's used to wearing them, and we've already used them on 3 different cases to go back and review footage to help look for things. And one was, you know, the attempted suicide the other day, looking for certain things. We're able to go back. We were actually able to use those videos for training for EMS as well, just going back and looking at situations and scene safety and, you know, how we approach the house and why we do certain things that brought to light, you know, that so we can use that as a training tool when we debrief for a situation like that between the police department and our, you know, our paramedics, because they're running into it. We all arrived at the very same time, so we were kind of able to talk about why the police do what they do, how we try to keep them safe, and it was great to be able to go back and look and use it as a training tool for sure. So yeah, it's good. Great program. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin. Public Works.
I really have nothing new, but I have to answer any questions.
I don't have any. You just got called out. I don't have any.
Just a new year.
Thank you, Kevin. With that, anything from Nelson Engineer?
Nothing new, other than the air.
Are there any oral or written comments?
I sent you the details on a program called Assessment to Action. It's a free program offered by Wyoming Business Council and can be used to solve particular problems or various things. Could be used to take on Bomber Mountain if you wanted to. But what it does is create and train a team of a minimum of three people. I look at it, of course, of interest for the housing. And so my question is, it has to have a city representative on that team. And my question to you is this of interest to you guys at all, you people, or is there... That's one. And the second one is there any money for travel costs to Casper? And if you want to do it. It's available at the end of the month. And I don't know, I got one response to it, so I was unable to attend. But does anybody think that's a good program to try?
How long does it go on?
It's 2 days. And
oh,
it's
just in Casper. One time?
Yeah, just one time, and it trains a team that we could use for things. I think there's a lot of, how do you work with the state, how do you work with the resources that could be of significant value to us, but it's up to you. And it's timely. I mean, it's time is of an essence if it's going to be done. At the end of this month, we got to get a team put together and entry put in.
Jerry, do they have to be council members or mayors on the team?
It just says I don't think it has to be council. I think it has to be, an economic development or an economic developer or someone making economic development, an official, elected official representative, a town, county, city, county, or region, and a diversity of members of representing other organizations. And it's got some examples. So you're the elected people that I know. So I don't know if that's of interest, but it seems like it's a good tool we could explore for almost no money. And you kind of got to decide. So.
Any other oral or written comments? It's Jody.
Jody from the Tourism Board. I just want to introduce Toby Carrig. He is our new marketing director for the Tourism Board, working full-time for us. He's been with us for 2 weeks. Comes with a background in tourism from now I forgot the little name, Newton, Kansas. So we're excited to have him on board. He's already taken over a bunch of stuff. We are working on a new website that he's jumped in the middle of, and some rat cards and a whole bunch of stuff. So I just wanted to introduce him.
Welcome.
Great to be here. If you guys have any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
I don't have any right now.
Not yet.
Give him a couple weeks. Thank
you. Well, thanks for providing nice weather so I can move in and explore the area.
It'll change. Any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing no more oral or written comments. Announcement: City County Meeting, January 16th at 7 a.m. City Council Meeting, January 16th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board Meeting, January 23rd at 1 p.m. And for those folks that are going to be applying for 1% funds, your application deadline is February 23rd at 5 p.m. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?